Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Well, let's get crazy now, Kid Nation. All right, give us a call right now if you want to ask us, does that make me crazy? Those things that you've always done, you thought they're completely normal, and we're here to let you know now, man, you're crazy. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-KID.
I found a crazy from The American Frugal Housewife.
Okay.
It's a great read if you want to save some money.
I'm sure Kelly subscribes.
Back in the 1800s, now if you want to save money on chapstick, back in the day, to help with your chapped lips,
yeah.
Some people used earwax.
Ew.
Did that make them crazy?
Oh,
heck yeah, it made them crazy.
Yes.
You want to kiss that person on the mouth?
That is crazy.
Pretty gross. You crazy if you are. I'd rather just spend the dollar.
Yes.
You can find some chapstick for a dollar.
At the Dollar Tree you can.
Of course you can, Kelly.
Oh, my.
All right. We got some text messages right here before we get to the calls.
All right.
Kay says, no name, please. Sorry, Kay. When I hold my teeth in my hand to brush them, I still spit like they're in my mouth. Does that make me crazy?
Oh.
I guess they have to have teeth put in, so you brush them on your hand, but you're still spitting.
Oh, okay.
It's cute crazy, Kay. It's cute crazy.
All right.
I got you on that one. I'm driving 2.5 hours on Friday to hang out with my Fortnite friend JC to celebrate my 1,000th win.
Uh-oh.
Hashtag, does that make me crazy? No, come on down.
Somebody's hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm making so many friends.
Really?
Do you know about this Friday night hangout?
On Friday?
Yeah.
I do now. Yeah.
It's going to be outside your house, apparently.
I think, I'm guessing they're coming here.
You said Friday night, right?
Did I say Friday night? No, it says Friday.
Friday, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's really nice. And yeah, that's pretty crazy that you're willing to come hang out with us 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I started a new job yesterday from the text, and then I quit. But this morning, I had to get up and get dressed for work and leave the house because I haven't told my parents yet. Does that make you crazy? Have you ever done this?
No, but I've heard of other people who have.
I did that.
Yeah, I've heard of other people. I've never done that.
I did that in college because my my money didn't come in from my the federal fund or whatever, so I wasn't able to pay my classes, and I didn't want to be embarrassed because I had roommates, so I got up and went to school.
What'd you do?
I sat in the library for like 6 hours.
Oh, man.
And then I came home.
Wow.
Yeah, my money didn't come in. I didn't want to be embarrassed.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
So I don't, I mean, it's a little crazy.
You fake it till you find another job, and then you're legit going to work, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Or until the next semester starts, and you finally got your monies. Yeah, good times. No judgment there, buddy. I did it myself. What's up, David?
Oh, good morning, guys.
Morning, man. Hey.
Good morning, sir. All right, let's find out if you're crazy or not. What are the things you've been doing?
All right, so when I'm alone in the car, I practice those, like, celebrity sound clips that you guys put in, like, transitioning from commercials. Mm-hmm. The ones that, like, they're usually promoting, like, the radio station or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll practice those by myself in the car. And then, like, on interview questions, whenever you guys interview celebrities, I'll mute it when the celebrity's going to answer, and I'll just answer myself. So, essentially, I'm just giving myself media training.
Well done.
Yeah,
you want to be an actor or a musician?
No, I don't. None of the above.
Just for fun.
I don't know why.
David, would you like to do a celebrity liner for our show?
Sure, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, all you got to do is say, hey, I'm David, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
You got this, JC. You got this. All right.
I forgot the man has been practicing. Go ahead, David.
All right, here it goes. Hey, this is David Hurtado. You're listening to my...
All right.
Hurtado. Shut up.
Hey, David, how would you compare your butt to Kim Kardashian's butt?
Oh, yikes. She's got me beat.
And how many fish can you name? That's one way back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mine's an old joke.
Yeah, it's an old joke.
He's like, I wasn't prepared for this.
We used to ask every phone interview to name as many fish as they could.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, David,
flounder. I don't know.
David, didn't you write Umbrella?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's the same answer that I got when I asked that dumb question. Who did I ask that to?
I don't remember.
I remember you asked.
I remember that they didn't write Umbrella.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
Well, David, you keep on doing that, man. That's cool crazy. We'll take that all day.
All right. Thank
Later,
you.
Buddy.
Have a good day, man.
That's David Hurtado right there. Hi. Hey, Brittany.
Hey. Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Excellent. You sound like a very nice person, Brittany.
I'm nice now.
So let's see if you're crazy or not. What do you do?
Well, I was on my way. It's happened more than once, but I was on my way to take my son to school this morning. And I got cut off yet again by one of the rude moms that, you know, we're all supposed to be, you know, together here, family oriented. Well, I've had enough. And one of them actually started getting mouthy and got out of her car and started, you know, coming at me in the parking lot.
Oh, in the
parking lot? So I just stuck my hand. I stuck in the children. It's a kindergarten parking lot.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And they fight for spots and it's a mess. So I flew my hand out of the window and I said, not today. And I flipped her off and I sped off and everybody saw it. And I'm okay with that because I want everyone to know that I'm the top mom here.
Oh, you are.
Wow, seniority.
Yeah, Brittany.
Oh, crazy. You are.
I like that.
Wow.
You don't take my spot because I got to get my kid to school.
That's
so
right.
It's not my fault. You're late.
Man, it gets crazy in the carpool. I feel you on that, Brittany. I've felt that a few times myself.
So I guess that's my question. Does that make me crazy for flipping off other moms?
Yeah.
They're trying to get my spot.
Yeah, it makes you crazy, but at the same time, normal, I think. Because I think a lot of moms have felt that. But yeah, it's a little crazy.
What gets me also, kind of similar situation, coming out of church. You've just got to heard the word.
Oh, the flipping off at church?
Yeah, well, not flipping off, but just people cutting each other off in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, because you're ready to go. I'm like, dude, come on, man.
Speaking of that, I'm flipping
people off. Gotta get to the restaurant. Gotta meet the church crowd.
A parent asked me the other day. It reminded me that Brittany brought that up. He looked at me and he goes, hey, man. Do you ever, when your kids make you mad and they walk away, do you ever flip them off?
That is so funny. We just had this discussion on the podcast.
Did you really? And I was like...
That women, every woman has flipped her husband off behind his back.
Okay.
And Alan insists that's not true.
He said,
he said, my mother has never flipped off my father. I said, I guarantee you your mother slipped off your father behind his back.
I've flipped Kinsey off behind her back.
Everybody
I'm sure she's done
that.
It.
Did y'all call and to verify?
No, we don't have that technology on our podcast.
I'm pretty sure Kinsey's flipped me off.
Absolutely.
But
sure
she the kids, have you ever flipped off the kids?
Probably.
Yeah, I think I have too.
Yeah.
They're not looking though, so I'm not teaching them anything bad.
Yeah, behind their back.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you go to your room, mister. Little miss. All right, Brittany, thank you. Have a wonderful
day. Yeah, right.
Got off tangent there. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What's been going on in your world?
All right, well, I was doing this the other day and my boyfriend thought, oh, you need to call and keep calling this morning, too, because you're crazy, and I don't think I am. But when I have really dry skin, I like to put, like, box tape on my legs or my arm and, like, pull it off and look at the dead skin.
Oh.
So you like to put tape on your dead skin and rip it off. I like that. It's crazy, but I like
real ashy girl.
Yeah. Cloudy tape over here.
Ew.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, that's a little cray. That's a little cray.
Does it help though? It gets the dead skin cells off, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna try it. Thanks, Caitlin. You give me an idea. What's up, Anna?
I need to moisturize more too, Al.
Yeah,
I've been really ashy lately.
Yeah, those hot showers are killing me, but I love them.
Do you ever wonder how come your elbow gets super ashy, but the elbow pit doesn't?
It's on the outside.
Yeah. I know, but...
You get more sweat in the crease.
Okay. The sweat hooks it up.
Sweat is the hookup, man.
Yeah, I love that sweat, man. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are y'all?
Good,
how
doing excellent. So you work at a retirement home, huh?
Well, it's actually a nursing home, a skilled nursing home, and we have residents, unfortunately, they can't feed themselves, some of them, and we have to help them, you know, eat all their meals. And every time I go to put a bite of food in someone's mouth, I open my mouth and shut my mouth just like I'm eating the food, and everyone looks at me like I'm crazy.
Does that
make me crazy?
Yes, that's cute crazy.
I think that makes you empathetic.
Yeah. That's cute crazy.
I know that every bite, I feel like I've eaten the whole meal with the resident, but I haven't, so anyway.
I have to ask where you're calling from, because your accent is kicking.
Yes, I'm so happy I get to talk to y'all.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama.
There it is.
Roll Tide. All right, then.
Alabama accent. Love it. Anna, you have a wonderful day, and you do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Opening your mouth, making them feel right.
How'd you be mad at her?
Y'all think people fake that. You should call my family when they're not on the radio and hear some some of my friends.
Oh, just listen to you.
Exactly like that.
Just listen to you after a week in South Carolina. You come back that Monday. Hey, y'all.
I should secretly record.
Uh-huh.
I should.
Do a podcast from up there.
Yeah.
Do a podcast
from
up there.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
Hold on. Hi, Dion.
Hi.
All right, let's see. I might think you're crazy for this. What do you do?
I am a registered nurse.
Uh-huh.
And so I work two jobs, and I decided to go back to school while working two jobs to get my bachelor's degree, and it's for a 50-cent raise. That's what I'm going back to. So I'm paying for two semesters, $14,000 for a 50-cent raise.
Girl.
But you're advancing your education,
yeah.
You know?
But you'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe eventually that will grow to a dollar.
Maybe a dollar. Maybe 75
maybe.
Cents.
Maybe. Maybe eventually.
Mm. You need a nursing agent.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too, ma'am.
That's disheartening.
You're in a wonderful line of work.
Yeah.
You do nursing. You do. You're an angel.
That reminds me, the very first time I ever asked for a raise was 50 cents.
Mine was, I think mine was 25 at a restaurant.
Man.
I got 15.
I had a lump in my throat. I was sweating, nervous.
It's hard, man.
To ask for a 50 cents an hour raise.
I had over 10%.
Yeah. What do you feel, why do we feel like we're going to get fired for just asking for a raise when we're just starting out? Because you're not going to get fired. You're just going to.
You might.
Maybe.
Might. You, you might. Know.
They're going to fire you.
They got a lot of guys right over there willing to do that job for less than what you're making now.
It depends on your approach.
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends.
You can't come in there guns blazing.
Usually, I was always told the worst they're going to say is no.
Yeah.
Now, the worst to say is,
get out.
Yeah. Not if you do it the right way.
Have you ever been turned down for a raise?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have not.
Pretty awkward.
That's good, Jenna.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, I was wondering
happy
if I...
for you.
Just saying, sometimes you have to ask for what you want. You'd be surprised.
I agree. You have to ask.
Hey, kid, can I get a raise?
Nope.
No, you've been here for 2 months. All right.
Nope.
Well, that's a little bit. Give it a year.
He said it's so calm. I was like, all right. I'm just going to go back to work now. Uh-oh. Brenda.
Yes.
You're currently doing your crazy right now?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
What is it?
Okay. So my child, he's a fourth grader, and today they go to Austin, but I wasn't chosen as a chaperone. I don't know why, but... So, does it make me crazy that I'm following the bus even though they told me I couldn't go?
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm going to be a stalker for the day. I took the day off work and they don't even, like, they asked, okay, well, okay, thank you. And I was like, little did they know I'm behind that charter bus.
Brenda, I got to tell you a funny story. My mom was kind of doing the same thing. My son had a field trip. And they were going on a plane ride. So my dad drove my son and my mother to the airport. My mother walked my son in. My mom actually got talked into flying on the trip with the kids. My dad is circling the parking lot waiting to pick her up. She doesn't have her cell phone with her.
Yeah.
So my dad has to circle for like 2 hours until they went to Austin, landed, and she could call him.
Man.
Oh, man.
Jeez. Oh, my God. She got on the plane, flew to Austin or wherever it was, landed. Then, where are you at, Dora?
Your family.
I'm in Austin.
By the way, Brenda, helpful tip for you since you're going to be stalking today. A new study found that you can fool a lot of people with pretty basic disguises like a wig, glasses, or different makeup.
There you go.
I got it. My son, he knows about it. I said, don't be pointing me out either.
Oh, my God.
Brenda,
that's
you're awesome.
Yes, and you're crazy.
You're crazy mom out there, Brenda. You have a wonderful day on your stalking trip, okay?
Y'all too.
All right. Thank you for calling. Hey, and thank you for your text messages and calls, Kid Nation. We'll get back at Does That Make Me Crazy next week. So hold on to those if we didn't get to you. And make sure you're holding on because we have the temperature of the day coming up. And we also need to give away a trip to Florida. All right. The winter warm-up is coming up. Make sure you're listening.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I saw that apparently YouTube is the main reason conspiracy theories have gotten so big. According to a new study, researchers talked to 30 people at two flat earther conventions. All of them got involved in that because of YouTube.
They subscribe to the theory that the earth is flat because of
YouTube videos. And if you get, you can dive deep into a hole in conspiracy.
And then once you get to the edge, you go through some sort of... I forget the word they use that flips it around, then you're on the other side.
Yeah, it's weird science. Right? Science is
makes sense
sketchy at best. But yeah, so that's there. But if you get down into the YouTube wormhole of conspiracy theories, you'll get lost for hours, maybe days. including flat earth.
The flat earthers are debuting a new cruise.
Oh, cool.
I wouldn't want to go on
a cruise to the edge.
Best of luck.
Like, that is the last place I would want to be.
Yeah, if you're a flat earther, you don't want to go there.
Right?
Right. Yeah, so. Do they say they go a cruise? You can't say around the world. You go on a cruise.
Yeah, to the edge of the world. To the edgy.
Yeah.
No.
Just go to the edge and back, I guess.
No.
But speaking of theories, our girl, I want to bring in Anna from KTV real quick because she's really excited about this theory that's floating out there about her favorite band of all time.
Oh, a new theory.
Yeah. According, this is going to make a lot of ladies happy if this is true.
Hello, Anna.
This is
going to
be in the top five as well.
Oh, is it really?
Probably.
First are you going to need to get a new story?
I'm afraid I am.
Sorry.
Oh, you don't need him.
First of all, how'd it go with your boyfriend this past weekend, Anna?
Oh, my gosh.
Town.
We had so much fun.
He was visiting from where?
New Jersey.
Okay. New Jersey, yeah.
That's where he's working.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's where he lives. So he came to visit me for Valentine's Day weekend, and it was so much fun. We went to dinner. We started rewatching Game of Thrones.
Shout out.
Yeah.
I'm finished.
That's crazy.
I watched my last 45 minutes. It's crazy I watched in 2.5 weeks,
that's impressive,
right?
And I think I'm inspired.
Well, speaking of Game of Thrones, we'll get into this, too, since Kelly's probably going to do the story. So we might bring you in for the theory that you have, because this is big news for the ladies out there.
You
so we'll hold off
talk
on
a little bit about it. Yeah. I'll give more detail.
But I do want to talk about this thing you're doing with your boyfriend that you brought up, Game of Thrones. Because this guy will do anything for love, including spending hours on it, rewatching something he's already watched.
Yeah, he's already seen all of it. Like, I guess he just watched it whenever it was on from the past few years. And I really want to watch it for the first time because I get such FOMO when people talk about Game of Thrones. And I want to be a part of it. I like being part of the crowd.
That's exactly what my boyfriend just did. He's already seen it. Yeah.
But since we're doing long distance, and so we started watching it over the weekend when he was here, and obviously I had a lot of questions about everything, almost every single scene and every single character.
So you're that girlfriend that asks questions constantly.
Yes.
You have to pause the show.
Answer
the question, okay.
Immediately, because I was just like, wait, what, who, what, where?
Yeah.
And so I was telling him, I was like, well, whenever you leave, I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm not going to understand it, but I'm going to have to keep watching it on my own.
Or call him?
Well, he was like, we can watch it together over FaceTime.
Aww.
Like, start the episode at the same time. That way you have questions.
Love it.
I know, I'm like tearing up right now just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to watch, you're going to be on FaceTime while you watch the show so he can just answer questions.
Hopefully. We'll at least start it and see how it goes before he's like, I got other stuff to do.
Now look, I totally expect the new boyfriend, like in Jenna's situation, to be willing to do this.
Right, because we're probationary period.
Yeah, we're putting our best foot forward and we want to make sure that we look right to you. But you guys have been together for a long time.
Yeah. We've been together for 4 years. So that's really, really cool that he's doing that.
And he's still willing to do the nice things like that.
Right. That does go away. Just keep
it. Does it? She's been with him before. She's been with him longer than you've been with him.
He's not married yet.
But he's putting the best foot forward as well because he doesn't live here.
Right.
So he's
or maybe y'all be more positive. Sometimes guys are just that way.
Yeah, maybe he's just a really, really good guy.
All the same.
He gets up before me and makes me coffee every morning still. Mm-hmm. And
that's
takes
amazing.
My stuff to the car.
Yeah.
My purse and my water. Hands it to the car, gives me a kiss bye every morning.
You got a butler boyfriend.
Wow.
He's great.
That is awesome.
I was like, is this going to go away? He's like, never.
Yep.
Like,
okay.
Did you guys do the first episode yet where you have to do FaceTime and question answer?
No, not yet. I wanted to watch an episode yesterday, but I accidentally took a really long nap. So maybe today.
You
I
can get it. You don't have
naps.
Yeah.
I almost
it's
had
not as complicated as I thought.
Yeah, so I'm excited to watch it.
What are you on?
Season 1, episode 10. Is where I'm at.
Oh, so that's the last one of the first season, right?
I'm not sure.
So you only have about
like six
more
seasons? Yeah.
Oh,
and like 2 months.
Wow.
But the last season only has 7 episodes.
But aren't they like over an hour long?
Oh, a lot of them are.
Yeah.
Well, and then the final season that premieres in April, they're an hour and a half.
That's commitment.
See, but I just really want to be there. I want to be,
you know, the coolest
part
about watching it this way, you don't have to wait after cliffhanging season finales. And the costumes get so much better with the budget. You just tell the production value from season 1 to season about 5 seasons in just gets increasingly better.
A lot of shows are that way. I love that.
Yeah.
And I think surprisingly over the years, I've been pretty good about staying away from spoilers about it just because I wasn't into it. That even if I read character names or anything, I didn't know what it was. So watching it now, I really don't know any spoilers. So don't tell me any spoilers, please.
Look at Anna with the good boyfriend. He was in here last week, and we got to see him.
Yeah.
He's so tall, by the way.
He is really tall. He's 6'4".
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he's 6'4", but he looks like he's 18.
Yeah.
He looks like a little boy, but tall little boy.
Well, yeah, he loves being here. He came to watch the show on Friday.
Is he older than you?
No, he's younger than me, actually.
Oh,
I know, I'm a cougar.
Good for you.
How much younger?
A year and a half.
Whoa.
I know.
Did you make the move?
No, he did.
He made the move. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
All right.
Year and a half's nothing.
Yeah, especially like in our 20s, like, yeah.
No, I know.
It did matter when I was 21 and he wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. When you're younger than a girl in your 20s, it's just almost like you're too scared to talk to them. Because already girls are a little more mature than we are.
Yeah.
So on top of that, you're adding about a year and a half of maturity and age and
experience.
Mm. Yeah, I never talked to older girls.
I just thought it was weird in high school when we had like a senior girl who would date a ninth grade boy. I thought that was kind of
weird.
But there's always make a difference. Right. But in high school, that was really strange, I thought.
And then the other girls that are off limits, the senior girls that are dating college guys or guys that already have jobs or whatever, maybe they dropped out. But that's always like, oh, man.
No shot.
Yeah, no shot at all.
I did date a senior when I was a junior.
Wow.
That was pretty cool. She cheated on me, though.
Oh. Yeah, those senior girls.
Well, they're college
guys. Yeah, that was pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. Well, Anna, good luck on that.
Thank you.
You really want to hold off on telling this story?
Go ahead.
All right, because Anna's really excited about this.
Oh, my gosh. My life was rocked yesterday. Did you guys hear the big news?
No.
I have.
Just from you,
apparently not.
There was, speaking of my boyfriend, he called me yesterday. He goes, did you hear? And I was like, excuse me, what? There's a rumor, and I stress on rumor, there's a rumor going around that the Jonas Brothers are getting back together.
Yeah, they are. Oh,
and I'll have more details in the Showbiz Hot 5.
All right, we'll do it that way. And Anna, you can be in here to talk about that when she talks.
Yeah, you can.
I know this is your life right here.
Wow, what an honor to be a part of the show. It's tough.
Anna and I had a Jonas Brothers sing-off a couple weeks back, and she still knows all the lyrics to every song.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Who's your favorite?
Nick, obviously.
She likes the Nick.
Nick Jonas. Yeah. He's the love of my life.
If they get back together, Priyanka's got to be in the group somewhere.
Well, I follow Priyanka on Instagram just to, like, keep tabs.
Yeah.
How are things?
Well, good, I guess.
All right, so we will, update you that here shortly, and we'll let you know what's coming up with the Showbiz Top 5 as well. But real quick, Leah, how are you doing this morning?
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
Leah.
Hi, I cannot believe this is happening.
First of all, Leah, I want to thank you for listening to the show every day. You got the temperature of the day. You went to kidnation.com. You entered that, and guess what, Leah? Because of that, you are going to Florida. Congratulations.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So here's where you're going to be going. You and a guest get to go to Miami, Florida, Miami, for 4 days and 3 nights. You get to stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel, Biscayne Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that located, Kelly?
Well, it's located in the heart of downtown Miami, so that's the perfect place to stay. You get to explore all the best attractions in Miami, including the South Beach powdery white sand beaches, the Frost Museum of Science.
Mm-hmm.
They have a unique arts and culture scene of Wynwood Arts District. That's just to name a few. And the hotel itself offers these beautiful water views that overlooks Biscayne Bay. They have a sparkling outdoor pool, a full-service spa, 4 delicious dining experiences, and 2-4-bedroom condos.
Wow.
With full-size kitchens for those people that like to
go in the
corner when they're on vacation.
Get you a house.
Plus, you can head to Jungle Island where you go on this epic journey through nature, animal discovery, new adventurous experiences, including super flight. And we're going to throw in 2 passes for this wind tunnel-powered free flight experience. It's going to send you soaring at the heart of the Miami skyline, all thanks to Visit Florida.
Thank you, Visit Florida.
Yeah, and Leah, who are you going to be taking with you?
Definitely my husband.
Yeah, take that hubby out there.
All right.
Yeah, you guys enjoy that trip, okay? You deserve it. Hold on first. We'll get you set up, okay?
Okay, thank y'all so much. I'm still in shock.
Oh, yeah. You're all good. Yeah, you have a ton of fun out there. We got another trip, too, to give away. But first, you need that temperature of the day if you want to go to the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Hotel Biscayne Bay. The temperature today on Ocean Drive in Miami, 81 degrees.
Nice.
Temperature on Ocean Drive in Miami is 81. Go to KidNation.com before midnight. Enter that, and you'll have a shot to win that trip tomorrow morning. Good luck, Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before you get into the Bachelor, JC, tonight you got a super snow moon happening.
Super snow moon? What's that?
That's not to be confused with last month. We had the super blood red moon.
What's up, blood?
The snow moon is even closer than the blood red moon was last month.
It's going to be the biggest and brightest of super moon of the year. We've got one more in March.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the rest will be just regular.
Do you know what time we can see the super brightness?
I saw in the news this morning that actually around 10:50 Eastern during the day should be visible.
Eastern.
However, it says right here that you have the best chance of seeing it looking to the east when the sun is setting in the west this evening, wherever you're located, whatever time zone that
is. So when the sun is setting is probably the best
time
to see
this. Rise. Okay.
Yes, the moon rise. Yeah, exactly.
Kevin. That's when it looks humongous.
Yeah.
It's going to be the best shot, and they say it's going to be the biggest and brightest, even better than the last one in January.
Okay. I think the last one was, I remember the AFC Championship game was going on. I remember the moon was humongous.
Oh, really?
It's even bigger.
Even bigger.
See, I love this kind of
stuff.
Our
best time for where we are is 6:34 p.m.
6:34 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, Central time.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
So The Bachelor was on last night. Left a lot of people pretty angry.
I have not watched one millisecond of this season.
Look,
I'm so happy after hearing you complaining today.
I hate I missed it last night because I was kind of into it.
I got into it because my wife got into it, and so like every season I become involved, and now I have feelings.
All right.
I'm here for the right reasons. But they teased us last week with Colton jumping a fence.
They've been teasing us since before the season even began.
The show is a tease.
Yeah. Colton was going to be in tears and jumping a fence, and last week at the end of the episode, they showed us that was going to happen this week.
Have they? Because every week they show him jumping that fence, and it still hasn't happened.
But this was the week.
You were sure of it.
It was right before hometowns. They showed it, and the girls were all stressed, and there was drama, and somebody had a boyfriend or something, it seemed like. I don't know. They were just misleading us. Because last night, we did not, in fact, get to see Colton jump a fence.
Mm.
I wanted to see, could he do it in one try?
Dang it.
Did he have to try twice? Did he clear it?
Yeah, did he Lolo Jones it?
Yeah, did
boy?
He Lolo Jones it?
Yeah.
No, because we didn't get to see it. And I was the whole time wondering, okay, this is a fence jump right here. This is the show ended in no fence jump. And apparently I'm not the only one, Kelly.
Oh, Twitter was all over it. All the memes.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
Really?
It's brutal because The Bachelor is very guilty of this. These teases, they tease that something's going to be so incredibly shocking.
The most dramatic episode.
Nothing. It's just nothing. It's like a little blip and
they're
just gloss over
it. They're great at teasing.
But this jump, we've waited months.
Months to see the jump and see if Colton quits and watch Chris Harrison walk him off that cliff and say, no, buddy, come on back. There's women.
What a mess.
But no, we did not jump. In fact, it was just an episode of a bunch of driving and running each other over with a bus.
How many girls are they down to at this point?
Next week is hometown visit, so we had to get it down to four.
Okay, so he was at seven? I think
it was seven going in, right?
Yeah.
And it was just, again, this girl's not here for the right reasons. I'm so sick. I wish they would come up with another way to say that, just because I'm sick of hearing that line. Right.
And they're saying it about the two girls that I think the girls in the house deem to be the front runners, because they do seem to be...
Or are they telling the truth that they're saying, hey, if it doesn't work out, we make it far enough, we get to be Bachelorette. That's what the girls are saying.
Right.
All they care about is being the Bachelorette if they don't win Colton's heart and final rose.
So one of the girls, Taisha, told Colton that all the women think that Cassie, one of the girls, is not there for the right reasons, which is what you hear a lot at the end of the season. And then so Colton decided to pull one of the girls aside, Cassie, who is a beauty queen, and seems to have a pretty good head on her shoulders. And she had to convince him, don't listen to these lies.
Like, I'm so shocked at any of those things that any of those girls would say. I don't want you to believe that. I'm telling you, I would not be here if it weren't for you. And I don't know why girls are making stuff up like that. I don't know why. And it's like, I feel so helpless because it's like, I can't even, like, there's no truth to it. And I can't even, like, say... I don't know. I just don't know why someone would make that up. And I feel like I haven't done anything. There's no truth to it, so there's nothing I can be like, explain.
And I'm sorry, she's not the beauty queen.
Cassie's not the beauty queen.
Kaylin is the beauty queen, who is the other girl.
That was Cassie we just heard from.
So Cassie's basically saying they're lying. There's nothing I can do because you're going to believe.
And I didn't see it.
And I thought she was fake as fake when she was doing that fake cry with her fake lashes. Fake.
Who, Cassie?
Yes.
You don't like Cassie?
I don't believe her.
I believe her.
I don't believe her. I believe her and Kaylin are sitting around and they're just giggling because you have nothing but downtime, no cell phones, nothing else to do but talk and drink wine. And so you start talking about, what if we don't make it? What if you be the bachelorette? I'm not saying they did it out of malicious intent. But when it can bite him in the butt and get him kicked off, they'll say anything.
But yeah. She's kind of lying, though, because when you audition to be on the show, you don't know who necessarily who the next person is going to be.
Sometimes they do.
And here's the thing. Maybe they do talk about, because it stems from, they said they want to be on The Bachelorette. They want to be The Bachelorette. If this doesn't work out, I can be
The Bachelorette.
I can be The Bachelorette if this doesn't work out. And I'm sure that goes through every girl's mind. It's just, you don't say it. And we don't know if they said it or not because it's not on camera and the producers haven't shown us any of that. Kerpa tried to throw Cassie under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And Kaylin.
I just don't want you at the end of this to be blindsided and end up with the wrong person because I've had to end an engagement and go through that. And I never want that for anyone, especially you. I have concerns about Cassie and Kaylin that they're just not ready. I just want to present you with everything that I know so you can make the best decisions.
And here's the thing. This is the lesson we keep saying about the show. Don't talk about other people in your new relationship. Don't talk about the ex-boyfriends or the ex-girlfriends. Don't talk about the other girl that he was kind of seeing because it's just going to not work out for you.
Well, obviously it didn't. Guess who he kept?
Cassie.
And?
Kaylin.
Yes. But not the girl that got tattled on.
This is my prediction here. And I called it with Kenzie because Kaylin showed up and pulled Colton aside when the two girls were sitting there.
Well, she knows if Cassie goes down, I'm going down eventually.
No.
She's got to save Cassie.
Here's why I think she did it. She wants Cassie to win. She wants Colton to pick Cassie.
So she can be the bachelorette.
Because Kaylin is set to be the bachelorette. So she knew it.
You agree with me now.
I agree with you on that. But I think Cassie does like him. I think Kaylin wants to be the bachelorette. Okay. And I think she did that because nobody would ever want to keep a girl that's a front runner around unless that was the reason.
No, I'm going to tell you the only girl who is in love with Colton and convinced herself was Hannah.
That's Miss Alabama, right?
She gone. Yeah, she gone.
Hannah.
She's gone?
The only one that nobody said she's not here for the right reasons. She genuinely...
She's ready for marriage.
I thought she really liked him. I really did.
This is the... Colton made me mad. He took her home to meet his parents.
Perfect.
You don't do that.
That's right.
Unless that's who... You know, this is really serious.
Yeah.
And she's sitting there and she's saying everything exactly right. She has jumped through every hoop. She had a little stumble at the beginning. She had a stumble with Kaylin at the beginning when they fought over Beauty Queens.
But that's normal.
She said, I love you. I will marry you. You're going to meet my family. I love you. He's like, not feeling it.
Sent her home.
See ya.
I'm telling you, Kaylin is planting herself to be the next bachelorette. I think that was her move. That's why she wanted Cassie to stay because she thinks Cassie's going to win it. That's
no
my prediction.
No chemistry with Kerpa anyway, so it's really a big deal.
But we'll find out if Colton jumps the fence next week.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, part-time Justin.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. How are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm doing great. That Shawn Mendes, Calvin Klein ad is just my highlight of the week right now.
Okay.
He's the background on my phone.
Of course he is.
Mm-hmm.
How's little Bo, your little dog that you just got?
He's so cute and so sweet. We're learning patience. It's really cute whenever we're both bored, chilling at my apartment, and I get bored. I'll call him. I'm like, Bo, what's up? Come here. And he'll like... wake up from his nap and like look at me, put his head back down. I'm like,
that little dog hair on you.
That's what you call learning patience.
Mm-hmm.
I call that
Justin's learning patience.
Yeah, I guess so. But he'll finally come up and get up off the floor. He's like, all right, I'll come to you. Like,
all right.
And I'm trying to get him to cuddle with me in my bed on my couch because I didn't want him to be on there. And I guess I taught him too well because every time I put him on the bed or the couch, he jumps off.
Oh, wow.
Because he doesn't like it.
That's good. Leave it that way.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want your dog in your bed.
I love snuggles.
No, I do.
Me too.
I do.
It's sweet.
But when you get in relationships, they get in the way.
Yeah.
He's at the foot of the bed.
Yeah.
Or she can hang out.
Dogs always watch, too. They're always watching you.
Just put them out.
Yeah.
If I do have a moment, I just put them out.
Like when you start a little makeout session, and then you open your eye, and you see the dog just looking at you.
Yeah.
Creeps me out.
I have a story I wish I could share.
I mean, it is after 8:30. The kids are in school, Jenna. If you're,
I just think it's one of those stories I can't share.
You might think you want to tell us off air.
His judgment on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm so
intrigued. Her judgment,
Kelly.
She can tell you off the.
And I want to hear you say I wouldn't have told that.
Let's just say it wasn't my tongue.
Oh,
okay. There you go.
Oh, my.
pup kisses. Well, I'm not the only one who loves dogs, neither. Chelsea Handler is a big dog lover.
Your favorite comedian.
And she's also my favorite comedian, and I love watching her show on Netflix, Chelsea and Chelsea Does, and she was also on E! With Chelsea lately. She's hilarious. She's ruthless. I think she's very smart, and she's doing a book tour for a new book out called Life Will Be the Death of Me.
Uh-huh.
And so she's out there promoting it, and I got to talk to her.
All right, let's see how that goes.
Hello, this is Part-Time Justin, and I am on the phone with my favorite comedian, funniest girl in the world, Chelsea Handler. Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice talking to you because you are my idol, man. Like, what advice do you have for young, aspiring comedians like me?
Young, aspiring comedians, I don't know. You just got to keep doing it. You got to get out there and do as many shows as possible and take every failure as a victory and just learn from it and just keep doing it. You got to pound the pavement.
Thank you. Anything
in life, you've just got to keep doing it over and over again, don't you think?
Yeah, and not be afraid to fail, right? That's like what prevents me from getting on stage and in front of that mic is I don't want to bomb a joke, you know?
Yeah, no, but you got to bomb. You know, you have to bomb to get better. That's what life is. It's hard to know, nobody wants to fail, obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody wants, is looking forward to that.
Yes, no. Well, I mean, you've got a lot of experience, and I'm so excited that you are going on your Life Will Be the Death of Me tour. Oh my gosh, that's amazing, Chelsea.
I'm psyched. I'm going to come to all these different cities around the country and have different celebrities interview me in each city and talk about it. And with every ticket, you get a copy of the book. So,
oh, that's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about what Life Will Be the Death of Me is about?
It's about me going to a psychiatrist and about me digging into my childhood and how to, turn that into something positive, you know? There's a chapter about ayahuasca in there, my experience in ayahuasca, doing ayahuasca in Peru. There's stuff about my dogs, all of a sudden. The Life Will Be the Death of Me is kind of the theme because my brother died when I was young, my mother died, and then while I was writing the book, my two chunk died, my other dog, Tammy, died. My dad. So I was like, oh my God, I can't get away from death. So we had to put it in the title. So Life Will Be the Death of Me. It's kind of a silly take on the fact that there's a lot of death in the book, but the book is, still very silly and stupid.
You were at Jennifer Aniston's party. How was that?
It was fun. It was a great 50th birthday party. I had a good time.
Did you get her a gift?
I did. I got her silk pajamas from Stella McCartney.
Oh, girl. And then you're going to be...
I'm wearing a pair right now. I'm sitting in my bed in L.A. wearing a pair right now.
Nice. Is there anything coming with you and works with NBC and a late night show?
No. I hope not. I don't know about it if it is. No, I'm not doing another show. That's not what I'm going to do.
No more shows. So we're in a...
I'll do another TV show at some point, but I won't do it. I don't think I'll do an interview show. I have to find the exact project that I want to do. We're figuring it out right now, but I don't know. I want to change it up. I'm not interested in interviewing actors. That's not what interests me anymore.
Oh, got you. Well, Chelsea, I'm just so excited that you're going on tour again. I loved you on You Gotta Be Kidding Me. You signed my book. I got to touch your hand.
Oh.
It was so sweet. You have one of the softest hands I've ever touched. And so I can't wait for you to sign my book. Life Will Be the Death of Me for me as well. So, girl, just keep on killing it. And I'll see you on Instagram because I love you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye, Chelsea.
Chelsea Handler right there.
Yes, her book will be available April 9th. Life Will Be the Death of Me. It's you'll find a whole bunch of people reading it at the airport or wherever you go and sit and read. She's amazing, though. Go check her out.
Good job.
I have a weird crush on her.
Really?
Yeah. I find her attractive, but she scares me.
She doesn't seem warm, right? She's not going to be the one who's going to embrace you for a hug, but there's just something about that attitude where, it's confident and snarky, and she could cut you real quick with her words, but...
Yeah, those are charming features.
But also, at the same time, she doesn't mean to, she's not going to, make fun of you right there and then, I think...
Behind my back.
I don't even think there. I think it's if you say something she doesn't agree with in front of you, she's going to call you out on it. She just knows who she is.
I got you. If you want to check out the rest of that or the interview, go to kidnation.com. Check out Justin. I'm in the background. I just noticed, by the way.
Yeah. So was Kelly. Kelly had to tell me to calm down.
Yeah, Justin was too excited.
I could say, you were
spitfire, bro.
Fire.
I know. When you're interviewing your favorite comedian.
I know, I got you, man.
Man.
I've been
there before. And you got her shirt.
I know.
And she signed your book.
She did.
Oh, my God. Okay,
look at
cool.
you. Thanks
for
the opportunity. Good, Justin's good news right there.
It was amazing.
Yeah, we want to do a little good news real quick. We have some time to take some calls at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Including a story that might get you back in the gym if you broke your New Year's resolution.
Okay. Yeah,
you want to get strong if you want to be a hero. We'll share with you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I need some good news.
Nation. That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we have that good news right here for you. And if you broke your New Year's resolution to go to the gym, this will get you back in there because you could be a hero.
Talk to me.
A guy in Michigan got pinned under an SUV in a nasty crash.
Ooh.
But he survived after a professional power lifter named Ryan Belcher ran over and picked up the SUV, moved it a few feet so he could get out. Four other guys had tried and failed, but not Ryan Belcher.
At first, when I first approached the vehicle, there was a good four men there, and they were all trying to move this vehicle. And I seen it wasn't happening, and I figured, what a better time, you know, to use what I know I can actually do. I just jumped right in. I seen a window that was broken out in the back of the vehicle, and I knew if I could swing the vehicle in a certain direction, I can free him from that pole. So I just stuck my arms in. And just, I don't know. I just grabbed it, lifted it up, and started pushing. And all I heard was, that's enough, we can get him. And I don't know how far, maybe 3 feet. Where it came from, I couldn't tell you, but I knew one thing is that I didn't want this man to be stuck, and I wanted to get him out of there. I had to do it. You know, that's how I feel. It just had to be done. I met him and his family yesterday. It was pretty emotional. He had some internal bleeding. He was crushed. One of his sides were crushed, so they had a bleeding tube on him. And about six nurses stopped me in the hallway and told me thank you, that if it wasn't for me, then he probably wouldn't be alive today.
Wow.
Man. What a feeling.
Picked up a car.
Picked up a two-ton SUV. And he is the owner of Absolute Power. They've had that on the little crawler down there.
Good. He deserves a good job.
Absolutely he does.
If I lived out there in Michigan, I would go to Absolute Power.
That would be my gym of choice.
That's my gym of choice. Me and Ryan.
Walk in there and they have like a Suburban.
That's right. Right
there. As soon as you walk in, lift that.
From the text, I just found out my girlfriend's dog's not the only one that likes to lick human butts. Thanks, Jenna. Good news Tuesday.
Well,
good news.
You know, it happens.
Good news.
Spent the past 5 years either being homeless or living with random roommates. Moved into my own place over the weekend. It's awesome.
Hey.
Hashtag good news Tuesday. Yeah, definitely feels good when you've been struggling. Let's go to the phones here real quick.
Okay.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, good morning.
Speaking of living that healthy lifestyle, why are you feeling good this morning?
So my good news Tuesday is that I have lost 13 out of the 40 pounds that I'm trying to lose this year.
Nice. Wow.
Good job.
Nice. Good job, girl.
Keep it on going.
Keep going. Keep going. We'll support one another, okay?
What's been the hardest? What's been the hardest part?
Honestly, the eating, right? I'm not following a fad diet or anything. Like, if I want a piece of bread, I'm going to eat a piece of bread. But just cutting down the calories that you intake really is the
portion control, basically, is what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it's working for you, Casey. Congratulations on the 13 pounds so far.
Yay.
That's good.
Just a few more to go, and you'll have your
40.
Your 40 that you want.
Yeah, at first 40 seems like so much. But
insurmountable, doesn't
it? Take it at 5-10 pounds at a time.
Yeah.
Keep on going. Jason wrote us and said, taught my dog to close doors, and last night she closed the bedroom door without me having to tell her to do it.
What?
Hashtag Good News Tuesday.
Wow.
Wow.
It always amazes me when I see people that teach their dogs to do really cool tricks.
Yeah.
And my, sit. Sit. I've done sit like 18 times.
Doesn't
sit.
I have a friend who doesn't have a doggy door, but they have one of those handles on the back door where you just can pull
a lever.
Out.
Yeah.
The dog lets himself out.
That's awesome.
Goes potty, comes back in and shuts the door.
Incredible.
Such cool dog.
Shut the door too?
Yeah, because when he walks back in, he just pushes it closed.
How? Because he's on this side of the door.
Opens the door with the paws.
Yeah.
Goes outside, pushes it. Goes outside.
Oh, but he has.
And then
it must close from the inside.
I thought you meant he came back in.
Yeah, it swings open. Yeah, it swings open. So when he goes back in, it stays open. When he's out there, and he just scoots his butt and closes it.
Yeah,
it still doesn't make sense. It
doesn't make any sense.
She's trying to
pull it down.
Get a beer. Also,
pulls open. It goes in.
Oh, it goes in. Okay.
I think. I don't know exactly. I haven't.
Yeah.
I see.
That would make sense.
That way, then I get it.
That would make sense.
Hello, Jamie.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
Good.
Hey.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What you got for us?
So we got a new car. My wife and I were doing some errands. We don't have a garage opener, door opener in the new car. The kids leave for school. Of course, we get locked out of our house.
Oh, wow.
We're on YouTube struggling to do the whole MacGyver thing with a credit card and open the door. I'm about to throw the towel in and just really give up and get really frustrated. I look up in our small little development, and there is, rolling by very slowly, a locksmith.
Wow.
I run up to him. I say, hey, could you do me a quick solid? He jumps out of his car. Within 2 minutes, really, he's got it popped open. Didn't charge me a penny. I had to buy him lunch for the hassle, but it was just an amazing experience. No coincidences there. Huge blessing, and I'm certainly grateful for the good attitude of those folks. They're willing to give us a hand.
And I'm sure you're going to pay it forward. Jamie, congratulations. That's really cool.
When there's evidence of good people still around, it makes you feel good.
Exactly, and pay that forward, Jamie, and I'm sure you got some people out there that want to help out today. Thank you for sharing your good news with us, Kid Nation. If you want to share some good news, we'll have Feel Good Friday coming up on Friday.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.